Paul McFarlane. I'm with the Colville Fire Department. I'm the chairman of the board on the department. I'm the equipment officer. I write the grants and do a lot of the paperwork and forms, and I'm also the training officer. Well, when I moved up here in 1996 full-time, we started the fire department because we were right in between Hovland and Grand Marais. There's a big distance for fire coverage. It's 72 square miles as it is, so that was quite a bit of coverage we were taking off of Grand Marais and Hovland. And we just basically started from scratch. We got a bunch of used vehicles from the state, some old army trucks, and that's what we used for the first year or so, and then we got a pumper donated to us. It's just been slowly building up and learning over the last 11 years. I do it because when you get paged, first off, it just scares the hell out of you, because the pager goes off, dogs go berserk, you know, and everything gets disrupted. But then the adrenaline starts flowing. Then you listen to what they say. It's just a big adrenaline rush. If they call us, there's enough angst that they, you know, they feel bad. So if you can get down there and calm them down, stop some bleeding, or just, you know, hold their hand sometimes and talk to them, tell them, you know, I think it's hip, it's everything's gonna be cool. Then they know they're being taken care of, and that's really what it comes down to. It's actually fun. It's actually enjoyable to go on a run. I know that's going to sound weird because somebody's hurt or something's burning, but it's exciting. And I particularly don't find that stressful. It's just invigorating to me. It feels great. It just feels great to help somebody out. Especially when you can carry them out, say like we were up the Cadence Trail, you can carry them out, and they're just gushing on you the whole way about how great it is that you made the trek up to come and get them, and you know they're appreciative. But and that's enough, because we really don't do it for, nobody gets paid. We just do it because it makes us feel good. It does me anyway. I can't speak for everybody else, but I think pretty much that's the feeling. It just feels good when you can do something, you know, nice for somebody else. The fires today are a lot different than they were even 10 or 20 years ago, because the materials in the houses now, there's a lot more plastic-based, you know, furniture and stuff. Fires burn a lot hotter. They get hotter quicker. And it's not just wood in there burning up. A lot more toxic as far as the smoke goes. It's not just fighting fires or going to calls. It's a matter of doing community stuff too. Every year we have, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've gone up to the schools. Basically kindergarten through 3. But they're learning how to, it's like our training, they're learning how to automatically, when something happens, that little bit of training automatically kicks in too, and they can get down on the floor and crawl out of the house and make sure they're safe. You can put on a firefighter, you can put on a Colville t-shirt, go into any fire department in the country. And I've done this down in my hometown, different fire departments. I just stop in. If the door's open, you walk in, and it's just, the welcome is incredible. So it's a kind of a brotherhood type thing. It's very satisfying, you know, because you're part of that. And I think that's another benefit, just that you're recognized and you're welcomed just because you do what you do.